AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A Brunswick, Georgia jury asks to see both the original and enhanced cell phone video of the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery, as well as hear the 911 call made by one of the three defendants before the 25-year-old black man was shot to death in February 2020. The panel is in its second day of deliberations of the charges against Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor, William Roddy Bryan. Arbery family lawyer Benjamin Crump says he's not concerned about how long the jury is taking.
The fact that the jury continues to deliberate on this very serious case has not shaken my confidence in any way.
199,000, the number of people applying for unemployment benefits last week, the lowest number in 52 years. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick.
Nobody expected this number to fall below 200,000. And so this is truly even better than some of the pre-pandemic levels.
The four-week average also dropped by 21,000, the lowest since mid-March 2020. The big guy in the red suit returns across the country with certain precautions. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
It might look a little different this year with Santa behind a plexiglass shield or wearing a face mask.
Our Santa and the helpers are all vaccinated, and we require that while in the shopping center, people keep their masks on.
At the Hillsdale Shopping Center in San Mateo, California, marketing director Christine Kupchak says they're glad to have Santa back for the children. Sonia Black took her nieces.
Oh, I'm so happy things getting back to normal. You know, kids is missing out on, you know, the little things.
The number of jolly old elves available is down about 15% in some areas, leaving the remaining very busy for photos, mall visits, and whispered gift wishes. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is AP News. Germany is expected to pass the grim milestone of 100,000 COVID-19 deaths this week as the entire continent faces yet another increase in coronavirus cases, which are, again, having a crippling effect on the economic recovery. Here's Charles de Ledesma.
The EU says the massive spike in COVID-19 cases over recent weeks is threatening the bloc's recovery from the deep economic slump caused by last year's onset of the pandemic, and medical experts say the situation could get much worse.
South Dakota Supreme Court upholds a lower court ruling nullifying a voter pass amendment to the state constitution that would have legalized recreational marijuana. Despite 54% of voters agreeing to the amendment, Governor Kristi Noem and the head of the state police challenged under a state law that amendments deal with just a single subject. The amendment was to legalize adult recreational use, medical marijuana, and hemp cultivation. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
A burst pipe. A dead water heater. The AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price. Void in Florida.